Hello, this is Steve Bailey, treating you to another episode of Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. Now, I happen to be recording this particular episode a couple of days after the famed royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So to keep it timely, I thought I would cover a couple of less than royal weddings, a couple of movie instances where Ollie attempted to get hitched. And I am starting off with the 1931 short subject, Our Wife. Okay, first off, it gives you a little bit of an idea of how seriously Stan and Ollie treat matrimony when the movie starts out with the opening titles, Mr. Hardy was making big preparations to get married. Mr. Laurel was taking a bath, too. Now, in any case, who says Laurel and Hardy don't have subtext? The gist of Our Wife is that Ollie is eloping with his fiancée, played by Babe London. When you watch the movie, watch Stan's face when Ollie reminds him that he's the best man. It could well be the first time in his life that Stan was best anything. I would say Our Wife is amiable middle-level Laurel and Hardy. Not a classic along the lines of The Music Box or Helpmates, but still a surefire laugh-getter. For me, at least, the reason I deny the movie classic status is the horrible cutaway shots to Ollie's wedding cake being gradually ravaged by more and more flies. I mean, couldn't somebody have put a glass cover over the blankety-blank thing? Ollie eventually chastises Stan for spraying bug spray on the cake to eradicate the flies, but by that time, we in the audience are gratified that somebody did something to relieve our nausea. There's also the movie's middle section, where Stan, Ollie, and Ollie's bride try to squeeze themselves into a getaway car that's slightly larger than a Matchbox model. And those who think the real-life Stan Laurel had no directorial finesse should view the movie's first shot of the car, sitting quietly under a streetlight, followed by Ollie's bride coming into the shot and towering over the car. I should also say at this point, that the father is played by James Finlayson, and as soon as Babe London presents him with a picture of her intended groom, he nixes the wedding, and so Stan and Ollie are forced to help Ollie and Babe elope. Anyway, this scene with the car is a bit drawn out, which is more than one can say for the car, but it is still a hoot. And by the way, the car was probably crowded as soon as Stan got into it. It never occurred to him that two plus-size people might not fit into it easily. The final scene at the preacher's office is a nice near-freak ending. There are no physical distortions here, but there is the parson's wife, played by Blanche Payson, who gave her all in a single nasty still shot in Helpmates, punching a deserving Stan in the chin, and cross-eyed preacher Ben Turpin performing a most unusual wedding, at least for 1931. Let's put it this way. Conservatives in the red state probably will not get the joke. Now then, from there I go on to 1933's Me and My Pal. Now then, like Our Wife, Me and My Pal is hardly Laurel and Hardy's greatest short subject, but it is a pretty good acid test as to whether you, quote, get Laurel and Hardy or not. At the conclusion of this slight but very funny short subject of theirs, my wife said, "Why is Ollie kicking the puzzle around as though it's the puzzle's fault that everything happened?" Due to statements like this one, I try not to watch Laurel and Hardy movies with my wife. The movie revolves around two plot elements. Number one is Ollie's impending marriage, which will make him a son-in-law to a rich oil magnate, played by, of all people, James Finlayson, and it will secure his future wealth. and two, a jigsaw puzzle that Stan gives to Ollie as his idea of a big wedding present. This is, after all, the man who brought hard-boiled eggs and nuts to a bed-stricken Ollie in County Hospital. Stan's rationalization for the puzzle is, well, you'll be home at nights more, and I thought it would be something for us to play with. Minding, he said us. Ollie, of course, dismisses the thought as such childish folderol, until Stan starts working on the puzzle, and Ollie gets caught up in it. Eventually, the puzzle draws in a cab driver, a policeman, the future father-in-law, and a telegram delivery boy, whose, quote, important telegram for Mr. Hardy, Stan shoves into his pocket so that he can continue with the puzzle. Eventually, the puzzling ends in a free-for-all, with everyone carried off to the hooscow, save for Stan and Ollie, who found good hiding places. Stan happens to remember the telegram and hands it to Ollie. It turns out to have warned Ollie to sell some valuable stock immediately. Ollie turns on the radio just in time to find out that the stock's value has plunged to zero. But Stan finds a bright side. Just as he's leaving the home, he finds the final missing piece of the puzzle. Ollie responds by throwing Stan out on his ear and kicking the puzzle all over the room in frustration, causing Laurel and Hardy illiterates to wonder why he's blaming it all on the puzzle. Again, it's not Laurel and Hardy's greatest work, but Me and My Pal has that comedic gift for taking the mundane and turning it into obsession, the sort of thing we like to think we have risen above until we actually succumb to it. Kind of like Laurel and Hardy, I suppose. All right, that's it for this segment. Let me give you my usual shameless plugs. I have a Facebook page devoted to this podcast with the same name as the podcast. It's named Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. And on the cover photo of this Facebook page, you can find the URL for the podcast's website, as well as URLs for all the venues where you can find this podcast, including Google Play Music, iTunes, and Anchor. Anchor is the parent website that sponsors this podcast. In addition, I have a Laurel and Hardy website that I have had posted for 18 years. It includes all of my reviews of their team movies, reviews of their biographies, interviews with their biographers, and tons of other Laurel and Hardy-related stuff that you just can't miss out on. So please go visit the website. It is located at leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That is, again, leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. And lastly, I would like to mention that I have an email address if you care to address me about the podcast with either positive or negative comments or social or constructive criticism or social blather, whatever you want to call it. The email for this podcast is hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I hope you will listen to the 20-odd episodes, and they are some of the 20-oddest episodes you've ever heard, of the podcast that precede this episode. And please, by all means, spread the word about the podcast. And if you happen to be listening to it on iTunes, please leave a star rating and or review. It really helps. And I thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.